The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, it's JD here, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot like the word evening in that intro graphic, just slow and lethargic, and, you know, it's tough to escape, I suppose. So there's that. I'm here as I am always every Sunday with my friend Sarah J. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pale as usual with this camera. I'm using a backup camera and it really shows off the light. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, well, there's that. Well,
we can see your face. I love it.
Well, there, that's better than no camera at all, right?
Exactly.
So it hasn't really been a busy week in Hipville, but I'm wondering in, oh my gosh. Dropped Among the Crowd. Jesus Christ. I wonder what's going on with Dropped Among the Crowd. I was trying to de-ravel the acronym. I should have just said the acronym, but I didn't because I'm a little high. But I'm wondering what's going on with Dropped Among the Crowd this past week and coming up next week.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because I spent last night listening to and editing my epic conversation with Kirk. That is going to be part one. This is going to be a two-parter, guys. It's a two-parter.
Wow.
Part one is going to come out on Tuesday, and I am so excited for everybody to hear it. And we actually talk about you in literally the first minute and a half.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The egomaniac in me is going to listen to that first minute and a half with a plum.
We express our love for JD and all the things that you do. So,
well, I appreciate that in advance. When does that come out?
It'll come out on Tuesday.
Excellent. Cool. Anything else? Anything else coming out? You had the features of the month. You've recorded that person, but you haven't released it yet, right? That'll come out.
I haven't released it yet. Yeah. May's featured artist, because we are still in May. This month is like flying by so fast. So the May featured artist for Rough Gauge, the company that I work for, that's out now. You can listen to that. That's on the podcast feed. And you can read his Q&A on the website. And yeah, I just had a conversation with another guitar player earlier this past week, and that'll be coming out in a couple weeks. And so if you're listening and you're a guitar player and want to come and chat with me about gear, please hit me up. I will always have a conversation about gear and guitars.
Oh man, that's amazing.
I'm such a nerd for it.
Shit. No, that's cool. That's real cool. So I got to tell you that over here to my right, I've got a second screen, and on it in small, I've got the Toronto Maple Leafs game on. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but we've got people over I'm a big hockey fan, but not a big Leafs fan. But we've got people over, and they're going to be very loud if they score. So I just need to be aware so I can mute my mic potentially or whatever. Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll hear my mom here. Yelling too from Niagara Falls. She is so excited about game 7. So I'm sure we'll hear her yelling all the way from there.
Well, I'm excited about October 4th. And I'll tell you why. Because it's starting to shape up to be a fucking crazy ass epic night. And I'm down for that. I am down for that. We've got the Strictly Hip joining us. We've got silent auction prizes coming out the yin yang. And I may have something up my sleeve for the podcast finale, which will remain up my sleeve for the time being. I love the little breadcrumbs. So, you know, you get that. And that's what I'm going to give you today. Been a slow week.
Everybody needs to get their tickets then, though. So that absolutely. It is, they don't miss it. So they should just get their tickets now anyways.
That is Sarah, call to action J. And excellent with that call to action. As I just mumble around, you know, oh, there's an event, blah, 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 October 4th. I didn't tell you the time. I didn't tell you nothing. I just wanted to tell you my secret. Speaking of secrets. Oh, my goodness. Last week, we didn't get to join you around these parts, but I had a big one to announce, and that is that we are going to be on Sirius Satellite Radio, and the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown will be, that is, and it'll be this show. It's not, they're not taking the concept and re-recording it or anything. They are taking our show, and they're going to broadcast it on channel 757. So if you check your automobile, you can see if you get that channel 757. It is the Tragically Hip Radio, and they are promoting it a little bit. Maybe it's because I'm interacting with them, but I feel like it's being promoted a little bit more right now. Would you agree with that, Sarah J?
I think so. I think it's because everybody's excited, and they should be.
Oh, about this. No, I'm talking about, though, like I've seen Tragically Hip Radio itself. Like, they sent out an email last week with the upcoming week of Tragically Hip Radio. They sent out that email. Yeah, I've been getting Facebook ads as well, or Facebook posts, rather, about the Tragically Hip Radio 757. They broadcast a few different concerts this weekend for May 2-4, for May Long Weekend here.
I think I did see that. And doesn't Robbie have a show on that station too?
He does. It's either called Front of the Bus or Back of the Bus. I'm hoping that now I'm part of the Sirius family, media empire, I can get access. I'm not currently a Sirius subscriber, so I'll have to, you know, figure that one out.
So when does this start airing?
So I should be able to tell you midweek.
Okay.
And I apologize for not being able to tell you. They've given me a date. And when I emailed them on Friday and said, okay, I'm going to talk about it this Sunday, they said, well, hold on, because it might be the following week. So there's two potential dates for it to be. And they both of those potential dates occur before June 15th. I'll tell you that. So it's going to be soon.
Soon.
Yeah. Yeah, real soon. So
very exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks, dude. It's really fucking exciting because I've wanted to be a DJ my entire life. I remember back in the day, my father buying intercoms for our house, one for downstairs and one for upstairs because they didn't want to yell anymore. I took the one promptly from downstairs and took the one upstairs and put it in my sister's room and one in my room. And would just broadcast radio shows to her. I would just spin songs from my tape recorder, and I would, you know, do little bits and things of that nature. It's just something that was always something I wanted to do. I can do comedy in bursts. short bursts. So there's that. I really thank everybody for digging this concept. That's ultimately what it comes down to. And, you know, 90% of the concept is your stories. So thanks for bringing them to the table.
Totally. Well, speaking of episodes, I want to talk about this past week's episode.
Oh, sure. Really
everything. I thought it was, again, it was just such an awesome story. And of course, I loved the whole part where Sherry was talking about the number, how significant the fact that this song was number 22 on the countdown, and 22 is her and her son's number. So you know me, I'm the numbers gal. So yeah. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. And her story was just like all the rest. They're just so special and so great. And Sherry's just an awesome soul anyways. She's so cool. I've gotten to know her a little bit, you know, offline, and she's just such an awesome person. I can't wait to actually meet her.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll make it for October 4th or not, but I'm sure you'll meet her in another way. I decided, you know, when I was editing that episode, there was a part of me that was like, oh, that's a little off the cuff. I'm going to cut that out. And then it was like, no, I can't cut that out, because that's really part of her. You know, it really helps define who she is, what she has just been, just spent the last 35 minutes discussing. It provides context. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It was really interesting, too, to hear. I mean, she didn't dwell on the subject, but she obviously touched on the fact that she is from Indigenous descent and talked a little bit about that from that viewpoint. And so it was interesting to hear what she had to say in terms of like her grandfather, I believe she said it was, and all that, and like being part, like being actually affected so closely by residential schools and all of the things there. And so it was interesting to hear her touch on that subject as well.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Yeah, I had a great time talking to her. Like you, somebody that I met online, but now we'll talk offline. And just a wonderful soul, really.
Truly.
Yeah. This week's episode, I don't know if you've listened to it. Do you wait and listen to it in real time, or do you take advantage of membership?
It depends. Okay. But I haven't listened yet. Sometimes I do listen ahead, and sometimes I wait and will listen after it's been released. But I have not listened. But I did see your post, and you're very excited about this coming week's episode.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to fucking love this episode. I predict that it will be one that is talked about around the water cooler a little bit, because there's some supplementary reading that needs to be done when you watch this episode. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. Or when you listen to this episode, rather. You don't have to watch it.
All right. You know, I love that kind of stuff. The little like side homework assignments.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it, because it's a little Easter egg almost. And I guarantee it's something that you've already read, but you're going to have to go back and read it again.
I'll have to go back and just read it again.
Yes, you will. That's what this episode is going to do to you. Sean from Vancouver is going to blow your fucking mind. That's what I'm going to tell you. Let me just say this about this episode. Nine of Diamonds. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. He does a card trick in the episode, folks. For those of you who aren't following along. But anyway, that's going to be great. Speaking of future episodes, do we want to share? I've been sort of teasy.
Oh, not you.
Sherry.
Never.
Yeah. But I should probably be sharing now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Did I put anything? Sometimes I do my homework and I put things right. No, I didn't. Oops. Oh, well,
It's not a big deal. I can do that really quickly right now. Do you want to vamp for a minute?
Sure.
All right. Ask me a question or anything you can think of.
I have my notes of some things that I want you to make sure that we touch on this week.
Oh, okay.
I want to know all about this Ultimate Superfan Award.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, this is something we can discuss here live.
Okay.
That was one of my ideas that I had. And I forgot that I actually recorded the promo, and I forgot that I put the promo in front of that episode. I thought I had put a membership promo in front. I can tell you that it was something I was really geared up about and fond of. And the idea was that, and the idea is that if you want, you can nominate anybody you want as a Tragically Hip superfan. Who do you think is the biggest superfan that you know? And then you nominate them. And the person who gets the most votes, the five people who get the most votes, then in the month of August, campaign. And they try and get people to vote for them. That's the point where they get to actually stump for themselves and campaign to see who will be crowned the Tragically Hip Let's Get Fandom Right superfan for 2025. What do you think?
I love it. I think this is going to be fun.
I just don't know how many people will participate. That's my problem. It's really tough sometimes. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
There's only one way to find out. And we're going to announce the winner in October?
It would be at the event. That's right.
Okay. Awesome. I think that's fun. Yeah. I think that's a lot of fun. And it really gets that community aspect really going and everybody just having a good time with that, which is what it's about.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of a little bit cheeky as well, because everybody's the biggest Tragically Hip fan, right?
Of course.
Everybody is. I've met, you know, I've interviewed 35 people at this point, and I've met 35 people who are the biggest fan of the Tragically Hip ever. And they all are. It's so fucking cool. It's really cool. So
it's just another excuse to hear everybody's story, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, absolutely. If you are listening in the live stream, or you're listening after the fact to the podcast or the stream on YouTube, shoot me an email, tthtop40@gmail.com, and let me know what you think of that Let's Get Fandom Right superfan idea, whether or not that would be something you would consider participating in. And I love feedback, folks. So, you know, if you've got it, give it. So there you go. Yeah.
That's the only way you know that ideas work. So, I mean, I can speak from also being a creative that the feedback, we need it. And that's how we know that you guys like ideas and want to participate in stuff. So don't hesitate to let us know.
If you got it, give it.
For sure. What else we have coming up? You got Podlist 6 coming up.
Podlist 6 comes out when? Gee whiz. It was 10 days, 9 days, 26? 8 days. Yeah, it's a week Monday. It's a week tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you a secret. I actually let a couple more songs onto the docket. So there are a couple more that are trickling in right now. So it's going to be a more robust pod list than I had even considered. Pretty cool, right?
Very cool.
Yeah, you should be. We've got a really fucking talented community. Like,
yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Jeff Tucker is in the house, and I'll tell you what, Jeff Tucker.
Jeff!
I'll tell you what. Your version of the song that you did was really great. I love the harmonica. So there. I just gave it away. And what's really funny is we just went from like one person to like five or six people. just as the hockey game went to intermission.
I love it. I love it. Yeah,
that's really funny. That's funny.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we've got some more people here. Why don't we talk about our exciting news, Sarah?
Okay.
Yeah. So not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, which is Sunday, June 2nd, I believe. Yes, it is Sunday, June 2nd. And let me just double check. Oh, I have Sunday, June 1st written down here. It's Sunday. Let me just open a calendar.
I know. I was just going to say, let me open a calendar here because I just don't even know what days or anything. Yeah. It's Sunday, June 1st.
Yeah. Okay. So Sunday, June 1st, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have a very special podcast, Sunday Evening Jam, where we're going to do our first of hopefully a few Ask Me Anythings. And for our first Ask Me Anything, we have invited and received confirmation that we will be joined by former and current manager of the Tragically Hip, Jake Gold. What do you think about that?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, right?
It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited to actually talk to him face to face, even though it's a screen, because we've only ever communicated through email. So I'm very excited to actually get to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be really cool.
Fun. So are you going to have people
questions? Oh, sorry, please.
Yeah. I was going to say, are you going to have people submit questions, or is it going to be you and I fielding them all?
There's going to be probably a mix, but what I would really love is questions in advance, if I could. Those questions would be sent to tthtop40@gmail.com, tthtop40@gmail.com, and put Jake Gold in the subject line, if you can, if you remember. Otherwise, I'll still read it. I read them all. I respond to most and read them all.
I'm going to have to think.
What else?
It's really good. Oh, what do we got coming up on Friday night, too? Friday coming up.
Yeah. So tomorrow you get song number 21, which puts us at the halfway point for the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown, believe it or not. We've got 20 songs in our pocket. So as a result of that, we are going to get the old roundtable crew back together again. And we're going to have three new roundtablers join myself and Sarah J. And we're going to take a deep dive and look at the list of 20 that we've got so far and maybe even make some projections about the 20 that are coming ahead. Are you ready? How many notes do you have for this one, kid?
I was just going to say, I have a lot of like little sticky notes all over that need to be organized into notes. So I'm simultaneously working on that and then working on some other things. So I've got a lot of notes, but that's my project really the week is going to be getting ready for the round table. I told you I have been immersed in Gord Downey solo work for the past weeks. So
well, why don't we talk about that for a minute? Because it's a little plug for, you know, the Tragically Hip series of podcasts that I've produced.
Yes.
And this is specifically talking about discovering Downey, right?
Yes. And that was great too, because like I said, I talked to Kirk for my show and we actually kick off part two talking about discovering Downey and that whole project, how it came together and what it was like working on that. And that kind of inspired my want to listen to that show and then started diving into the albums. So what I've done is I'll listen to an album and then I'll listen to the podcast and then I'd live inside that album for a little while. So
that's cool. That's really cool. I should do the same.
So It's been a lot of fun. And now then I've started a playlist that's just like just my favorite Gord songs on the playlist. So now it's got like a nice little mix of not everything, because I'm only on the third album right now. So,
oh, are you? Okay. Yeah. I was just going to ask you that, where you're at.
Yeah. Because when we talked about it the first time, I had just started everything. And so I've just been so immersed in it. But I do need to listen to the podcast episode that you guys did for, what is it? The
Grand Country Bound. Miracles, isn't it?
Yeah. So I need to listen to that podcast episode like this week too, because I saw it's like almost 2 hours. So it's going to take me a little bit of time to digest it, because I don't just listen. There are actually, I have so many notes too from listening to the podcast. There have been so many things that any one of the guys on the show would say, and I rewind it and listen to it again and then like make a note so that when I go and listen to the album again later, I can come back to my note from what you guys said. It's a whole nerdy process, but it's a cool thing to live inside of right now.
Oh, I love that we're a part of that. That's really cool. That's so, really
I'm always
cool.
Like hearing your voice, Kirk's voice. It's funny. It's just like I hear you guys just all the time now or in my ear.
My apologies in advance.
Oh, no, I love it. I love swearing. It. Don't apologize. Oh, you know me. There's no reason to apologize for that at all.
Okay, good. So, we're getting together. We're going to do the roundtable and we're going to talk about things. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So join us live on Friday night at 8:00. And we're going to kick some ass and talk some numbers. There's something else coming up, and that is the 25th anniversary of Music at Work. And if you've got thoughts or feelings on that record, I'd love you to join the 10 or so people that have submitted their own thoughts and feelings about the record, some positive, some negative, some in between. And I can't wait for you to hear it all once I put it together as the second podumentary. It is just a mix of quotes and thoughts from the book, thoughts from fans, and thoughts from myself. And we will string it all together with a little bit of a soundtrack and present it to you on the anniversary, which is June the 6th, which is coming up fast. I can't believe it. When I put this in my calendar, I hadn't even started working on the SNL one. And, you know, I put this in my calendar thinking I had oodles of time. And then all of a sudden it was like, holy shit, it's May 15th.
This month has flown by so fast.
Right?
I feel like May has gone so fast this year.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I don't know what it is, but.
I'm assuming that Jeff means that he has a Gord playlist as well. That's what I'm assuming he means by this comment. And if that's the case, yes, we will absolutely compare this when I'm done. Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Jeff says I have one of those as well.
Awesome. Okay. So down.
Did you, Jeff, do it? Like after you listened to the show, or what was your process? Just quickly in the comments.
Yeah, I'm very interested in knowing that for sure. It's been really interesting, like just hearing everything that you guys had to say on the show and just all the nerdy little pieces that everybody was picking up. And I loved that there were things that I had thought about too. And I'm like, okay, so I wasn't crazy or I did hear that or whatever, because somebody else would have said it too. So I'm just like, I'll be sitting in my living room with my headphones on, just nodding my head, like probably look like a crazy person. Somebody's looking through the window.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that that stuff is all still there.
Well, and I think it's great because didn't you guys just celebrate the 1 year anniversary of that too?
We did. It was Saturday. It was yesterday. It was the 1 year anniversary of the launch of Discovering Downey. Yeah, absolutely.
So what?
And then that made us look up when we actually started to record. And although the first episode came out a year yesterday, we started recording February 10th.
Wow. And I love the fact
that
you guys...
We had six episodes in the can before anyone aired.
That's amazing. That's incredible work. Really.
Thanks.
And I love that you guys didn't know each other prior to this.
No.
You and I were talking a little bit about it, and then Kirk and I talked about it too. And it was just so interesting to find that out, that you guys just didn't know each other and not only discovered the music, but, you know, forged this friendship as well. And that's just really fun, special.
Yeah. I like it.
For sure.
Well, my friend, I think that's what I've got for this week. Do you have anything else written down?
That's it. I do have two shows that I suggest you watch on YouTube if you guys are into it.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. So February 17th, 2015 in St. Catharines, Ontario.
Okay.
And June 24th, 2006 in Toronto.
Okay. Is there, are you going to tell us why those shows are important, or?
They're just watch them. They're just really good.
Okay.
Those are my, like, sometimes I'll have to have a show on, like, the TV just to have, you know, noise and stuff. So those are my two go-tos.
So the first one was, sorry, say it again, in St. Catharines.
February 17th, 2015.
Yeah.
And June 24th, 2006.
Perfect. And you can find those at the Hip Archive, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Or you can find the video on YouTube, too. Sometimes I'll put, like, a concert on the TV. I like to watch the shows.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing.
Of course. Always.
Right. You got it. You got to give it.
Always.
All right, my friend. Well, this is it for another week. We'll be back next week at 8 o'clock. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet. We don't really have a theme or an idea, but please join us. And then the following week, we have Jake Gold joining us for an Ask Me Anything. So we definitely want you here for that. And we definitely want you to submit your questions to TTH at TTHtop40@gmail.com and put Jake Gold in the subject line. And he'll be here to answer those questions as we go through them. So, pick up your shit. Bye. See you later. So long.